Here we are, latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. United needed extra time to edge past FC Copenhagen 1-0 as they reached the semi-finals of the Europa League. After 90 minutes in Cologne, where the two teams could not be separated in hot and humid conditions, Anthony Martial won United's 21st penalty across all competitions this season and Bruno Fernandes fired it home. It broke a brave resistance from the Danish champions, who had defended brilliantly but did ride their luck slightly as Mason Greenwood and Fernandes both had struck the post in normal time and Greenwood had a goal ruled out by VAR in the first half offside. Copenhagen also had their goalkeeper Carl-Johan Jonsson to thank as he made 13 saves, the joint most by a goalkeeper in a single Europa League game since the competition's rebranding in 2009-10. And finally, United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer remained coy over top transfer target Jadon Sancho, despite Borussia Dortmund insisting the player would no longer be permitted to complete a transfer this summer. Dortmund had set United a deadline of August the 10th, but no official offer was tabled. The Bundesliga side jetted to their Switzerland training camp yesterday with Sancho part of the travelling squad. Michael Zorc, Dortmund's sporting director, insisted that meant the England international would remain with his club for the 2020-2021 campaign. United have made Sancho their top transfer priority this summer, as Solskjaer wants the 20-year-old to fill the void on the right side of his attack. The Red Devils are having issues, though, meeting the £108 million price tag, but they are confident of putting together a package which includes add-ons and instalments. After United beat Copenhagen to reach the Europa League semi-finals, Solskjaer fielded questions on what it meant that the deadline to complete a move for Sancho had passed, and he said, "I can't comment on other teams' players. I can't do that. You know that. I never do." That's all for now. We'll have more later.